Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb, you know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right.
Listen up. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
Hey, what up? Welcome in. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Bonus Hour. Bonus Hour. Of the Doug Gottlieb Show, pod only, which means we can do whatever the hell we want to do. That was actually what was told to me, right? I said, well, what should we do? They said, well, do whatever the hell you want to do, you know? And I said, okay, well, that I can do. Because I think, this is just me, I think that the things you need in your life in a daily podcast only sort of show is all the stuff we do in the regular radio show kind of condensed and have some fun with it. You know, you're not as tied to reads and timing, and you can have organic flow and longer interviews and better conversations. We can do all that shit. Totally can. So we'll do it. We just got to remember which one's the pod, which one's the radio show. That, therein lies kind of the confusing part. Jason Stewart will be alongside the entire way. He is producer of the Doug Gottlieb Show. And I guess, are you technically producer of this show, or do we want to give you like some other sort of title? Like, what is a key grip? I don't know. I just always wondered what that was when I see movies go. So we'll just call you the producer, even though you'll be like voice of God, VOG.
Yeah, I like executive producer. Executive is one of those titles in the business that sounds real important, but it typically isn't. And then, you know, maybe like zany, smartass sidekick. I kind of like that too.
Zany, smartass sidekick kind of sounds like I'm the zany, smartass sidekick of the radio show. Well, I have to talk like this when I do it. You know, no, not even a little bit.
No, I like that.
Okay.
Let's do an entire hour like that.
I don't know if I got an entire hour in me. That's the great thing. How long do you want to go? However long you want. Okay, we're done. We're good here. All right, we do have a list for you today because I'm told people love lists. And the whole idea is to get more people to listen. And we're going to buy into the whole people love list. So we'll have the list of the day. That's for you, Vito. List of the day. We'll do a list of the day. We'll do what does the Fox say, in which we bring back for you two things said previously on Fox Sports Radio. Got a little rant, got a little side aside as well. There's so much stuff to get into. All right, I want to start with a couple of things we didn't do on the radio show. One, okay, I'm going to give you my top 10 college football teams upcoming and tell you why the idea of ranking Kansas is dumb, but it's perfect for Twitter. We'll get to that. Give you my thoughts on all these NFL games. But I do want to bring this up. Kind of interesting. I don't think it's been mentioned in national sports radio because nobody talks about baseball. Here the Dodgers are. They have more wins now, or as many wins now as they've ever had in a season in the history of the Dodgers. Just going back to Brooklyn, LA, anything, right? More win. They got as many wins ever. So they're going to win more games than ever. And yet kind of lost in it is Craig Kimbrell's not going to be their closer in the playoffs. And I don't know, Jay Stu, if anybody's brought that up in national sports radio. Maybe Mad Dog, because he covers the baseball so well. He's brought it up. But it's interesting, right? Like, you go, here you are going headlong into the playoffs as the overwhelming favorite, and yeah, not really sure how the closing thing's going to work out.
Yeah, and I mean, that's been an issue each of the last five or six postseasons, right? Is that we had to, remember, we had to pull Julio Urias in to close games for us.
Who's we?
In that 2020.
You go we?
You know what?
You're allowed to go we. I mean, if it's like you want to do we. I've never done a we thing with the team ever.
So for the sake of the podcast, that'll be the new rule. No we.
No, you can go we. It's your team. You're like, okay, super Dodger fan. I just don't like fans that go we because the player in me goes like, well, were you out there? But it's also baseball. So, I mean, I don't know. How many baseball games did you attend this year?
Probably 10.
That's not weed material.
Oh, okay.
How many did you watch on TV?
I usually watch every game. I'll at least have it on. You know, it's just, that's what my process has always been. But my point was, we had to pull Urias in 2020 to win that little tournament championship, which, by the way, the Dodgers need to win an actual championship after 162 games. I want to take credit for the 2020 championship, and I bought T-shirts and stuff, but it's just not the same, you know? So we need to win this thing.
We need to win. So who's the closer now? I mean, help me out.
It's going to be – I have a feeling that
– Dusty May?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they move May to the back, but I think they're going to keep him at the start. I think they're just going to go with a situational thing. And not having a plan going into the postseason after you've had such an amazing season gives me reason to worry. And I'm skeptical anyways.
By nature, you should be skeptical, yeah, right? We're in sports radio, plus we're the age of we question everything. Any decision ever made, we question. And then question ones that don't really make sense, like this one, where you didn't feel like you had like a plan or you're working through some things. And they kept throwing Kimbrell out there like, he's bad. Why not work through somebody else? And then they kind of did. And then finally, it's still not like, you know what? Kimbrell's not going to close in the playoffs. Like, well, we knew that a long time ago. That one strikes me as really, really odd.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, some other things going on. NBA, you have these media days, which you don't get a lot out of. You don't get a lot out of. But there is the kind of very weird media day in Brooklyn where Kyrie is there, Ben Simmons is there, and KD is there. And it's interesting. Like, I thought KD was great. KD was like, you know, look, they didn't even just want to give me away. That's what they told me. You're so great that we're not trading you for just anybody. And he gave some real kind of thoughtful, honest answers. And I don't think Kyrie gave terrible answers. There's no accountability for it, you know. He's like the guy at the... Kyrie's kind of like the guy who always gets captured at the end of Scooby-Doo. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids, right? He's like, I wouldn't get away. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for that... damn vaccine mandate. Well, there was no mandate. Well, there was in New York. Anyway, have we ever had a team with three different stars who are all very standoffish with the media? Usually you have like one guy. I think of any great team, you always have like one guy's like, media's like, yeah, I don't know. He's a weirdo. Or he's really, he pushes back really hard on things, you know? But when you have three, your three main guys are all kind of weird with the media, that's an odd fit. Odd fit. But Kyrie is there and he claims to want to be there. KD is there. He claims to want to be there. And Ben Simmons is there and he claims to want to be there as well. If that's not worth watching, I don't know. That's like, that should be a reality show. Just say Brooklyn Nets. I'm like, I'll watch that. I'd like to see, because they all seem to be such unique characters. All very, very confident in themselves. Ben Simmons, we don't know why, because I don't think he's actually confident in his ability to shoot and score the basketball. Kyrie, super confident in himself. He does not think he's ever missed a shot or done anything wrong. And then Kevin Durant, rightfully, is super confident, but that thing just wasn't working at the end of last year. That part is fascinating. And then you got the Lakers, and I thought this was, look, it was really smart when you have a new coach. They asked if Russell Westbrook was the starting point guard, and he's like, we got a lot of options. That's not the answer Russell wants to hear. But I would also guess that part of it is, hey, we're going to discuss this. That way, when we name you the starting point guard, you've earned it. Whether he's earned it or not doesn't really matter. It's just the idea of he's earned it. And I agree with LeBron, who said, you know, we had to get, he was asked, the one thing you wanted to see improved on this team before you resigned, he said the defense. And remember, 2 years ago when they won the championship, it was based upon the defense. That the defense won them a championship. So they got better defensively, but man, I don't know if they have, I just don't think they have the firepower. And then he also said he wanted to improve his availability. He's been hurt. But that's a really hard one to, because you're like 40 years old. You're likely to break down. You have other guys that are older. They did get younger. They did get better defensively. I don't know how the chemistry works. And the fact that they didn't immediately say Russell Westbrook is our starting point guard, there's some hope there that he can, quote unquote, earn it. But there's also the, how do you think Russell really takes it when he's not already named a captain and a starting point guard? No matter what anybody thinks of how he played last year, I don't think Russell thinks he played poorly last year in comparison to some of the other players. And then we have the National Football League. All right, there's a bunch of stuff that I'm fascinated by, but mostly this. You know, like Jimmy Garoppolo was somehow this almost like a victim. You're like, oh, I, Jimmy Garoppolo, how can you just push Jimmy Garoppolo aside? Jimmy Garoppolo. Colin talked about him ad nauseum, like, dude, he's okay. And what you always know about when you have a guy under contract, when he's your guy, and I know they didn't draft him, but they traded for him and they gave him a big contract after this first, what, five games that he played? And then he got hurt trying to scramble in his second year. And then his third year, he came back and he was much better and they go to the Super Bowl. And then he stunk at the end of the Super Bowl, but it was good at other times. Remember, this is the same Jimmy Garoppolo who in the NFC Championship game, the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost to Kansas City Chiefs, he threw the ball eight times. And that was all about trust. They didn't trust him. They're like, the less he throws, the less likely he is to make the big mistake. That's Jimmy's deal, right? Oh, Jimmy makes the big mistake. Jimmy doesn't make the little mistakes. Jimmy makes the big mistake. Which is interesting. I don't know how you are when you buy things. When I buy things, like, I don't buy the little stuff well. You know? I do love buying socks. How good is that feeling when you put on a new pair of socks? Man, that feels really good. But like, you know, paper towels, toilet paper, cleaning products, I don't do that well. But the big things, I do really well. Like I negotiate really well with houses and cars and all that sort of stuff. I'm like the big purchase guy. I don't use it all the time. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is like that with mistakes. He doesn't make the little mistakes, right? It's not like he's forgetting what the play is or the basic fundamentals of a handoff or his footwork's not bad, but he'll just throw the ball without looking like he did last night, or he'll just step out of bounds in the end zone like he did last night. And you're just like, man, this guy played in the Super Bowl. This is the guy that everybody's opining to. There's a reason that not only did San Francisco trade up to get Trey Lance and ultimately want to replace Trey Lance with Jimmy Garoppolo with Trey Lance, but he's been on the market the entire offseason. And I know some of it's the shoulder, some of it's the money that he's making, but he would rework his deal. The Texans, who have Patriot guys there, they didn't want him. The Patriots, who obviously had him previously, I know they have Mac Jones. They didn't want any ruckus, but they didn't bring him back. There was just a lack of energy and desire for Jimmy Garoppolo. And yet, you watch Jimmy Garoppolo play yesterday, and you're like, aha! Now I understand why there's a lack of desire for Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, John Lynch may not have made every smart decision in the world, but I think John Lynch truthfully made the right, like he made a bad call on Trey Lance, but he probably made the right call on moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo. You just got to replace him with a dude who's better, and that didn't happen, and he was less experienced, now he's hurt. But I watched that yesterday, and I thought, man, Garoppolo, I understand, no real training camp, not a lot of live reps, gets thrown in last week, and now the offense is pretty plain Jane because he hadn't been playing a ton of football, and now he's back playing football. That said, I don't know how you lose that game. Broncos defense is good, not that good. Trent Williams got hurt, but he wasn't hurt to start the game. And they just couldn't consistently move the ball down the football field. And his decision making, I mean, that interception was unconscionable. It's a bad interception. Didn't see the safety, basically threw it right to him. Not to be outdone, Jason Stewart and I are Charger fans. What a disaster. And this is one of those, and we saw it from the U in college football. Sometimes a big game, a close game, one that you thought you should have won, that you lose, ends up beating you twice. And I know there's a lot of other factors with the Chargers. Rashawn Slater got hurt. Joey Bosa got hurt. They didn't have J.C. Jackson. They didn't have Parham, their big like 6'8" pass catching tight end. They didn't have Keenan Allen. Like, all of that makes total sense that they're not the same team without those guys. I got it. But 10 points at home with Justin Herbert, that was bad. And then you factor in Rashawn Slater's out for the year, and now you're like, oh, this is a mess. And it's interesting because I've told people on the radio show, I know the Chargers guys a little bit, and I'm really, really impressed by them. But at some point, you got to win games. You can't just look good in the roster, look good in the program. You actually have to look good in the field. And this feels like same old Chargers. S-O-C, if you will. All right, it's Doug Gottlieb, bonus hour podcast. Let's do this. We usually do this in the second hour of the show. We're going to work it to podcast-only form. We play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports 1. We call it...
And now... What does the
Fox say? This was Colin Cowherd talking about Josh Allen.
We know Buffalo's really good. I still contend this morning, I think Buffalo's the best team in the league. But there is a trend now. You can be a great company, and there can be a little bit of a disturbing trend. So what I'm about to tell you now covers more than a year. Since the start of last season, the Bills are now 0-6 in close games. Only the Texans are that bad.
What?
Isn't that weird, right? It would be almost like a fighter who has a bunch of first and second round knockouts, but anytime the fight goes 10 rounds, they can't win. Sounds like Tyson, which is what we compare Buffalo to. And it's really interesting about this. Buffalo's the better team than Miami. Baltimore was the better team than Miami, but Miami deserves credit for figuring out ways to win. But I mean, Buffalo dominated time of possession. They had up three times as many plays. They had over double the first downs. Buffalo's the better team than Miami. They are the better team. Buffalo had major cluster injuries in the secondary. Half their defensive line was gone. It's Miami. It's hot. When you play any team in Miami in September, you're facing the team and you're facing the conditions.
Yeah, that part is really interesting, right? Like, Josh Allen looked exhausted at the end of the game, and I'm sure some of it was how much they threw and ran him. But, and this, I only know this because I got a chance to do sideline for the NFL on Fox, and it was in that state, in Hard Rock. And it was an early season game. Bears, back when Khalil Mack had just gotten traded there, taking on the Dolphins. And the stadium at Hard Rock, they covered all the stands. There's like a, I can't remember, it's a hard cover or a canopy cover. I think it's a hard cover, right? So the stands, more for the rain and for some of the heat. So the way the sun sets in at this time of year with the heat, the sidelines, it's like you're a snail under a... what is that called? A magnifying glass? Did you ever do that, Jay Stu? Did you ever kill an insect with a magnifying glass?
That sounds familiar. You mean just that, not in class per se, but just like out and about, just being a jackass?
Yes. Or start a fire.
We definitely
started
a little
fire.
Started the
little
fires.
Fire in the grass.
Yeah, very responsible. Yeah.
Yes. No, I mean, everybody had their little, I think a lot of people had a little mini pyro day. There's a difference between a mini pyro day in your backyard, starting a little fire, and going out into San Diego, Silverado Canyon, and doing it, right? Like, professionally. Like, there's a difference there. Maybe it's a slight difference to people, but a difference there. That's what it feels like to be on the sidelines. So I don't want to massively overreact. Bills could have won that game. And the Dolphins would be 2-1. Ravens probably should have beaten the Dolphins, and the Dolphins would be 1-2. I think what's interesting, though, is there's confidence and faith and confidence and belief. I mean, that's a hard thing. And when you're a first-year coach, and McDaniel comes in, and it wasn't, he didn't take over on a team that was terrible or for a coach who's an idiot. I mean, they made a chance because they couldn't get along with the coach and he didn't believe in the quarterback. And so instead of changing quarterbacks, they just, hey, let's get you some crazy all-world talent on each side, which they did. They got Jalen Waddle on one side and Tyreek Hill on the other. And it's worked. But let's not act like they're blowing teams out. They're you know. I'd also be careful with the Eagles. Eagles have a very good roster. Devontae Smith looks amazing in year two. They have A.J. Brown. But they're not exactly. I mean, at least the Dolphins are beating teams. The last two wins are over teams that we expect to see in the playoffs. You can't say the same, really. I mean, maybe the Vikings. I don't know. But you can't say the same thing about the Eagles. They're not beating up on the best of the best of the best. And their schedule's soft almost the entire year. So we'll see. We'll see how that one goes. But I do think Jalen Hurts plays well. It's just hard for those of us who've watched Jalen Hurts, who second half of every season, people start to figure him out, sit on his reads, and he becomes a running quarterback again. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that team, as good as they look now. And they don't look good. They look great. And Jalen Hurts looks great. He doesn't look good. He looks great. But let's see as teams adjust to what they're doing. What does the
fuck say? Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, now's our list of the day. List of the day! In the list of the day, okay, we try and dig up some. Now, it's not always going to be sports, but I figure Mondays we'll do college football. Tuesdays, because of Monday Night Football, we'll do the NFL. We'll do our NFL rankings, our power. We want to do a power ranking? Should we do the Power Ranger power ranking? Chase, Stu, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen a Power Ranger episode in my life.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
And I know they exist.
I know about what they were. I can't say the same about He-Man with She-Ra. I did see. And I used to watch Garfield and Heathcliff. Do you remember Heathcliff? Did you have cable as a kid? Heathcliff used to be on Nickelodeon. I used to love Heathcliff.
So Garfield and Heathcliff are two different things?
Two different cats.
Okay. What about
not the same cat.
What about the Mutant Ninja Turtles? I never saw an episode of that. I don't know that.
No, but I did see the movie in the theaters. I want to say it was high school, and my high school girlfriend had like a, her sister was like, I want to say seven, right? So her sister was like seven. So I saw, and I actually liked the Ninja Turtle movie. It was funny. And then I really like Lion King. So I saw Lion King with my, the sister of my high school girlfriend probably 10 times in the theaters. But this is also before that, this is how old we are, before the days of DVDs. You could buy the VHS, but it was ridiculously expensive. So, I mean, I remember watching in the theaters, like even the Dollar Theater several times over for Lion King. But so I never saw a Ninja Turtle like regular season episode, but I did see the movie. And I'd never seen Power Rangers. There's probably a Power Ranger movie. I didn't see that one. But I do know what the Power Rangers are. Anyway, if we ever got a sponsorship from Power Rangers, if they still sell them, we call it the Power Ranger Power Rankings. In the meantime, what you saw yesterday, or what you read yesterday, was this faux outrage over Kansas not being ranked. And I guess you could find some legitimacy to it, right? Kansas is, if you go by rankings, they're 26th, right? They're the first most receiving votes. Kansas is an incredible story in terms of just their utter ineptitude for years. And Lance Leipold comes in, a guy who's won a lot of games at a lower level. And way back in the day was an assistant to Nebraska. And now they're 4-0. But they're 4-0 with wins over Houston that feels like a dumpster fire, Tennessee Tech, West Virginia, who has completely fallen off the map here. Although they, you know, look, they played Pittsburgh to, I think, overtime. And then Duke, who was previously undefeated. They got Iowa State at home, then TCU at home. And then they go to OU, Baylor, Oklahoma State at Texas Tech, Texas at Kansas State. Right? There's at least a chance there that this team starts 6-0 and ends up 6-6. There's at least a chance there. And I don't think any KU fan would sit there and argue with me that there's not a strong possibility. But Jalen Daniels has been great. 11 touchdowns, one interception, and guy can run as well. He's got 4 touchdowns running. They got a couple other backs, Neal and Hishaw, that are good as well. But the here's what people always miss, and this I love this doing with college basketball. You know, that team should be in, and this team should be in. Look, if you're going to put a team in the field of 68, you got to take somebody out. If you're going to put Kansas in the top 25, you got to take somebody out. So who are you going to take out? Let's look at the bottom. Let's look at the bottom of the top 25. Kansas State. Now, Kansas State does have a loss on the year. They lost to Tulane. You're like, man, has the team lose to Tulane and they're ranked ahead of Kansas? They beat Oklahoma on the road. You're like, okay, that's a strong argument. I kind of like that. Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh lost to Tennessee in a close game. They, too, beat West Virginia. Backyard brawl. I think Pittsburgh would be the one that you could say, hey, if we're going to take somebody out, we'll take them out. Florida State's 4-0. They did beat Louisville on the road. Wake Forest just lost a barn burner to Clemson. Otherwise, and they're 3-1. I wouldn't take Wake Forest out. Minnesota went in and pummeled Michigan State by what felt like a million. Arkansas lost on the weirdest missed field goal ever. I mean, if Arkansas lines up against Kansas, they maul them. BYU's 3-1. You're like, BYU, they lost to Oregon. Yeah, but they beat Baylor. Granted, at home, that's better than any Kansas win. So it feels like in the rankings, we're valuing good wins over not losing a game, which I think is smart. It doesn't mean that Kansas isn't a good team, and I'm all for them being ranked somewhere. Like, again, if they replaced Pittsburgh, I wouldn't be that mad. I just wouldn't. Pittsburgh's had gone through a couple quarterbacks. They're okay. But it's hard for me to make an argument after Pittsburgh that there's anybody in there that they wouldn't be a touchdown to maybe even double-digit underdog if they were playing them, even on their own home field this week. So here is my college football top 10. Let's start with the Utes of Utah. You're like, Utah? Didn't they lose to Florida? Yeah, if you watch that game, they got in the red zone 7 times, only scored 2 touchdowns in the red zone. Utah's drop in the rankings to a Florida game. It was the first game of the year. It's in intense heat. They probably outplayed Florida, and Florida just made enough plays down the stretch. And at the time, he didn't have as much of a book on Anthony Richardson in terms of his inability to truly throw the football as you do now. I'm going to put Utah at number 10. At number 9, I'll put my alma mater of Oklahoma State. Now, their wins aren't great, right? I mean, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Central Michigan scored 44 on them. And Arizona State's a Power 5 win, but that thing's a dumpster fire. They've already fired Herm, and it doesn't look to be getting any better anytime soon. My number 7 team is Kentucky. Everybody likes Mark Stoops, and Mark Stoops has his team has beaten Florida. But outside of that, it's Northern Illinois. Outside of that, it's Miami of Ohio. It's Youngstown State. They play Ole Miss on the road. Would not surprise me if they get popped against Ole Miss on the road this week. Number 7, Tennessee. Volunteers, obviously that was a gigantic win over Florida and a huge close win over Pitt. Do I think they're great? No. But what a stretch coming up here for Tennessee. Just beat Florida. Now they got a week off. Then they get LSU on the road and Alabama. We'll know about Tennessee really, really soon. But as of now, I'm going to put them at 7. At 6, Clemson. They survive Wake Forest. Dave Clawson does a great job there. And I like Clemson. I don't think they're nearly as physically and athletically dominant as they used to be going back 3-4 years ago. But a good Clemson team. And, you know, Penn State's the one who I probably should have ranked in there. But I just struggle because Purdue had him dead to rights. Granted, week one of the season. And Auburn stinks so bad, but I'm gonna stick with Clemson at number 6. Number 5, I got USC. Trojans weren't good Saturday night, but it's up in Corvallis. Caleb Williams plays poorly, but finds a way to win the game late. They rung up Fresno State the week before, who's a good club. Granted, Jake Haener got hurt, and so you didn't have full Haener, you don't have full Florida State. They stomped Stanford, kind of fell asleep a little bit at the wheel late. Stanford scored some points. But SC is the 5th best team in the country. I'm not mad about that in any way. That makes total sense to me. I'll put Michigan at number 4. Look, I think Michigan, obviously, it feels like they have the type of quarterback they're going to need to compete for the whole thing. But he's completed 80% of his passes so far. But let's not act like he's carving them up and he's got 15 touchdown passes through all these games. He's got 5. He's only been sacked 3 times. He's a really good player. They're a very good team. But Colorado State stinks. Hawaii stinks. UConn stinks. It's hard to tell what their actual ceiling is because they haven't played anybody as of yet. Put Ohio State at 3. I agree with everybody there. Obviously, they're tremendous at quarterback. And they kicked the living hell out of Wisconsin. I think Notre Dame is going to turn this thing around. I liked how they played against North Carolina. I think surviving a scare the week before against Cal, but winning a game really helped Marcus Freeman and his club. But I'll put Ohio State at 3. At 2, I'll put Alabama and Bryce Young. I know it took kind of a miracle for them to survive Texas, but they did. And Alabama's better than they played that weekend. And then Georgia's my number 1 team in the country. You can pick apart Stetson Bennett, what he is and what he isn't doing. But I would also say that if you ask their coaching staff, they'll tell you that Stetson Bennett probably does a whole hell of a lot more than just play on Saturdays as a team leader. So there's your list or rankings of the day. And I know, Jay Stu, that some will say, well, why do your rankings matter? Well, my rankings matter because my picks were, I was like 4-1 this weekend.
4-1. Yeah. Michigan State being your only loss, but you cashed in with Iowa, Texas A&M, Wyoming, and Utah. 4-1.
Well, I was helped, obviously, by Arkansas hitting. Have you ever seen that hit the very top of the goalpost?
I didn't see it, but I saw you tweet it out. That was crazy. The very top.
Yeah, and then there's like this, had they not played in an NFL stadium, you know, college stadiums don't have to have those super tall uprights. It would have sailed over the top. I don't know if it would have been called good or not good. It's so weird sometimes when you see those things going, like, did that go in? And you think about it, if it was played in a college stadium instead of Jerry's World, it probably counts as good. But because it's played in Jerry's World, it literally hit the very top of the goalpost. That's nuts. That's nuts. All right, so that was A&M. I'll take that one. Although they lost their leading wide receiver for the year, I believe, with a lower leg injury. So A&M, who the good news is you beat Arkansas. The bad news is now you go to Mississippi State, and that's a tough place to play. They're not bad. And you do it without Aeneas Smith, who had 15 catches and was and led him in touchdown receptions as well with two already. They just started to get their passing game back with Max Johnson. Is there a better name than Max? Max Johnson, that's Brad Johnson's son, transferred from LSU. Max Johnson. That sounds like a porn name, right?
Oh, no doubt.
That
sounds like a cast member from Boogie Nights.
You know the greatest name ever, right? Max Johnson's a pretty good name. The greatest name ever, Sam Darnold's grandpa. Have you ever heard this story?
You actually said it on the air in recent months, but I've already forgotten. What is it?
Dick Hammer.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
Dick
one.
Hammer. And he was the Marlboro man. He was a star athlete, multi-sport athlete at USC, and then he was the Marlboro man at one point in time. Dick Hammer. I mean, Dick Hammer and Max Johnson, there's a lot of adult films that are like, those are made-up names. Those are actually real names. Real names.
And to think for many decades, probably more than a century, the guy that was like the biggest badass and represented a manly man smoked cigarettes.
Yes.
Now it's kind of looked at as a weakness, and you don't really want to bring it around. He's like the uncle that smokes is like, really, do we want to invite him because the whole house is going to smell?
And plus, he smells. I had this discussion with my kids the other day. I said that smoking cigarettes is more gross than picking your nose and eating it. No, this is a real thing here. You ready?
Well, because it impacts other people.
Correct. And smoker guy just smokes, right? Doesn't care. Nose picker guy, he's like deceptive. Like you might catch a guy digging deep, like getting knuckles deep, picking, but it's not like he's going to do it and go like, ooh, that's a good one. So, and which wouldn't really affect your health, but would you gross you out? Smoker guy's like, what? What are you guys scared of? Little secondhand? Right? And then just, and even when they don't smoke, they just, everything smells. So there's a conversation starter, right? Where you ask somebody, you go up to a bar and you go, you're trying to talk to the lady, what do you think? Cigarette smoke or picking your nose and eating it, which is grosser. And they, of course, will say, picking your nose. Like, hold on a second, though. Think about it. If somebody picks their nose, you almost never see it. And if they eat it, like, it's a very rare thing. But if they smoke, they're like, they'll make all excuses for it, but they'll still do it. They're like, well, I only smoke when I drink, you know? And they blow it, and then it gets in your face, you know? And they're like, I didn't smoke it. I had the window down. Like, no, window down doesn't stop to smell my car. Or you're outside. I can walk outside and smell somebody smoking like 2 miles away.
Oh yeah, no, the parking structure that we have here at the Fox Sports Radio studios, one person smokes in or around the structure, the entire 8 floors just reeks. It doesn't go away.
Does not go away. How we get into smoking and boogery?
No, you were telling me about badass names and how Sam Darnold's grandfather.
That's a good one. Yeah, it's weird, right? Like the Max Johnson one, I remember we were naming our kids and we were like trying to figure out, you know, we don't want any negative nicknames. Like my, one of my daughters is Grace, right? And I wanted Ruby Grace, like Ruby. But there at the time, there was a woman on like an E! Show that was Ruby and she was a heavy woman. And I think my sister's like, Ruby, that's a fat girl's name. And I was like, Ruby's a beautiful name. What are you talking about? And once it gets out there that like, hey, there's a woman who's going through this weight loss issue, whatever. And it like gets in your head. You're like, okay, we can't do that. And so literally it was what's the worst possible nickname we could have here? Didn't feel like there's a negative one with Grace. Harper couldn't figure out one either. Right. Hayes as well. I can't believe that Brad Johnson was not sitting there going like, hey, are you sure we want to do Max Johnson? On the other hand, maybe he's like, Max Johnson, that sounds funny. Honey, you really into it? She's like, yeah. You're like, really? Yeah. Okay. Did you ever have a Big Johnson t-shirt?
As you were talking, I was going to ask you the exact same thing. When I had zero money in college, I was as broke as you could possibly be. I was negative money every single month. I bought a Big Johnson shirt because I thought they were really cool and I wanted to wear them around. And if you think about it now, you wear a shirt around like that now and you're like, you're looked down upon, you're one of them. People will probably call you MAGA or something.
Do they still exist? Can you still go buy them?
I'm sure, like, on eBay, you could probably get, like, vintage. I'm sure there's some creepy shop that makes those. But, I mean, the concept was, it was a very thinly veiled reference to a large penis. And you just wore these shirts that said Big Johnson on them, and they came in, like, I don't know, 20 different themes. And I just thought they were, like, the funniest and coolest thing. And I bought one when I had no money to.
I never had one. My brother did. My pattern was, my brother had an In-N-Out Burger shirt. Those were also cool, right? Everybody had an In-N-Out Burger shirt. And he had a Big Johnson shirt. And what I would do is I would, you know, he would leave for school earlier than I would. Then I'd go into his room, throw on his shirt, and then try and get home before he got home. The problem was every time I used a shirt that I shouldn't have, I got something on it. I couldn't help myself. I always got something on it.
Your brother, I think, is my age.
Yes.
The coolest thing, like, in elementary school was you needed to get a poncho and you had to have OP shorts that were like nut huggers. But a poncho and OP shorts and you were good to go. And my parents just weren't the cool clothes shoppers. They were the discount shoppers. So I never really had that look. And I always envied the kids that did.
It's so funny you point out, my mom's like a Maxinista, right? She was whatever it was. And I'm actually even that way too. Like, I go into a store, I beeline it for the clearance rack. Like, I'm not paying top dollar. Even like, I remember, I think the only thing she bought first line, my first homecoming dance at Tustin High School, I got a, like, I let her dress me. I didn't have any nice clothes. Like, I didn't have a suit. Like, the last suit I had worn was my bar mitzvah, and I had grown like 9 inches, 10 inches since my bar mitzvah, right? So that suit wasn't working. So she got me, and I have a picture of this somewhere. Maybe this will be our first ever posting with this, which is it was a V-neck sweater, but it was like maroon, and I hate the color maroon, with like cream and then blue, like at the top of the V-neck kind of, it was a Gap sweater, and then a Gap, like probably like double pleated front khakis, and then some god awful like topsiders or whatever were like my shoes. Like, that was like, mom picked it out. Like, can you imagine? Like, my kids, at least now, they're like, no, dude, you're not picking my stuff out. They go to a dance, they're picking their stuff out. The girls, my son has to go somewhere. He's like, I need to have a little say. Now, suit stuff, I help him because it's not that hard, right? But other clothes, I think a lot of our reaction, and I don't know what you do with your son, like a lot of our reaction is the opposite of what our parents did. My mom used to pick out any nice clothes I'd wear, and I will never do that for my kid because, aside from a suit, because I do know how to wear a suit, but I don't know fashion all that well for little kids now.
Well, it's a kinder, gentler world. You know, the bullies, I think, have subsided. I think teenagers treat people with special needs much differently than they did when you and I were coming up. But the good thing about kids being kind of rude back in the day is that you knew right away as soon as you walked into class that you were wearing something that was not fashionable. In other words, you walk into class in second grade, somebody's going to be like, dude, why are you wearing tough skins? I mean, they're just going to point it out right away, and then you're insecure for the rest of the day. And then you go home, and you're like, Mom, I can't wear tough skins anymore.
Nope. Nope. You couldn't at all. You couldn't get away with that. We'll do a lot more fashion, style, trends, and things like that upcoming. But how do we ever get into this? That's the thing. Usually we have a clock to make sure, like, oh, I got to get back on. I got a break coming up, but now I don't. How do we get into talking about we were talking about Max Johnson. That's right. Max Johnson became Big Johnson, became all the other gear that we used to wear. That's good. Well, that's what this podcast is. It's the landing place for all the other crap that we want to get to, right? We're also, here's what we're going to do starting tomorrow, okay? Starting tomorrow. So here's your prep for you for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to start a segment called I Call Bull. We're actually allowed to say bullshit, I think, on this pod. It's just one of those, like, frowned upon. So I don't know what the intro is going to be. And what we're going to do is we're going to take some of the sound we heard from the NBA today, right, and their previews with their media days, and tell you which ones we call bull from. And like, look, we have been given the chore of do whatever you want. All right. Well, what we want is we want to do a list. We'll do a list today. Monday is college football ranking day. And as you said, I killed it in my picks 4-1 this weekend. I'm gonna nail it this next weekend too. Tuesday is gonna be our NFL picks. Wednesday is our hump day. That's gonna be something far afield. I'm thinking cereal or coffee related or something else, right? And then Thursday and Friday we'll get back to sports. But the things that we covered, gave you some college football, gave you an NFL thought. We gave you a little bit of baseball as well. Right. And a little bit of NBA basketball. And then a lot of talk about Big Johnson T-shirts, In-N-Out Burger T-shirts and some far field stuff. That was good. That was not bad at all. As for the game tonight, it's one of those things to where Micah Parsons, best player on the field. Dallas Cowboys defense is pretty good. I don't think Daniel Jones is great, but I do think that Saquon Barkley is, while running backs don't matter as much, he's a game breaking type of player. Like I would never have take a running back where they took him, no matter how good, and he's really, really good. I wouldn't take him top 5, wouldn't take him top 10, probably wouldn't take him top 15. But if there was a guy who you'd say, like he and Christian McCaffrey, I'm okay taking there because when they're healthy, they're dominant players. They're just dominant players. He won them the game the first week of the season against the Titans. And I think, what would you do when you have a quarterback who can run and a really good running back? Shorten the game, run the football. If Daniel Jones doesn't see it, tuck it, run it. Remember, the guy who's calling the plays, the guy who's his head coach, was the guy who's in Buffalo, and that's basically what they did with Josh Allen. They didn't have the running game that the Giants have, but they did have a quarterback who, Josh Allen's a bigger, stronger runner than Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones is a good athlete. So I think they shorten the game, frustrate the Cowboys. There's part of me that roots for Cooper Rush, not because I'm a hater of Dak Prescott, but if you've listened to Doug Gottlieb's show, I've told you for years, like, I think Dak's good. I don't think he's great. I think he's all right. You know, he was right place, right time. He says all the right things. The problem with Dak is just throwing. He's not somebody who could make plays with inferior players. You give him a great offensive line, you give him time, his first, second read, he's good. You know, he can move, but he's not really a runner, especially now with some of the injuries. He can throw, but it's not like he's crazy accurate, and he's got good but not great arm strength. Like, he's a good player. But there shouldn't be that big a drop-off with him and Cooper Rush. I just don't think the Cowboys in general were great even with him. Now you put Cooper Rush in there, they still have issues in the offensive line, and the Giants aren't bad. They're not good, they're not great, but they're not bad. They're good enough. So the Giants are a one-point favorite. And I'm going to take the Giants. I think that's a reasonable, sensible pick, right? The big question with that game is not as much taking the Giants as much as the over-under. It's 38.5. That's low. But, you know, like, okay, so if the Giants win, are they going to win 24-14? That's 38. It feels like the answer is no. But that's why the number is so low. I'm going to take the under and the Giants at home. All right, if you have any desires, I'm already getting tweets and messages about the radio show. This is what we're doing from now on. And we will deliver it to you as quickly as possible. Re-rack it, cut it up, it'll be done. But it's done in live, real time, and prepared just for you. I'm Doug Gottlieb. You're special for downloading this special hour that we have every day just for you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.